So we have the Mishnah Makif and Nikif. We just began to get our feet wet yesterday. The case of the Mishnah, a person surrounds someone else, three fields, and he builds a gidur, an enclosure, on three of the sides, says the Tanakama in Mechayvinoso. There's no chiyuv for the Nikif Shimon, as we said yesterday, to participate and to offset the cost. However, there's a deal, obviously, from the Tanakama that if he would go with the fourth wall, then there is a basis for the chiyuv. We'll go back to this soon. Rabbi Yossi says, Amad, and Rashi is Gore, says, we'll see from the Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi is Gore, Amad Nikif. Either way, it's understood right now to be Amad Nikif. And if he goes on his own and he's got a servius, then Megalov es Hakol. Then he has to share in the cost of all. We'll see more about the word Hakol in the Gemara. Just two lines in the Gemara first. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rav Yossi. The Halacha follows Rav Yossi, the Amar, who says, Im Amad, again, question whether you go or see or Mamad Nikif, but Im Amad, the God there is a Revius, Megalgan loves a call. And here the Gemara adds, Loshna Amad Nikif, Loshna Abad Makif. The Gemara makes clear, again, whether the Girsa is Nikif or not is not as important as it's Lav Dafka Nikif, right? Whether it's if you go as Nikif, it's Huadim Makif. If you're not go as Nikif, then it's understood to be both. But either way, the Gemara makes clear that the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. That means that whoever it might be that goes now and builds the fourth wall, the halacha is that the cost is shared, Megalgan Alav Es Hakol, as long as it's enclosed on all four sides. Okay, before we proceed in the Gemara, just clarifying a point or two and quickly reviewing the points that we brought out yesterday. The idea that once there's an enclosure on the fourth side, the Nikif Shimon has to now pay, what is that based on? What is the basis for the Chiyuv? No indication explicit in the first in our Gemara. This is where the Rishonim come in and we have to bring in the Gemara Bava Kama. The Chorin is Muchach in the Gemara Bava Kama that the basis for the chiyuv of the nikif to pay once there's an enclosure on all four sides is the halacha konene. This halacha, as we saw, the Mishnais tell us by a behema that eats b'shus harab in peros, even though there's no halacha of mazik, of shein, but the mashalem is mashanenis. We have another Mishnah in Akones, that the animal falls down into another person's gina and then eats, so it has to pay the animal, the Bayim of the animals to pay mashanenes. It's halacha of nene. Somebody gives someone else food in their mouth, and now there's a certain hana that a person got. The person has to pay that which they received hana. So the Gemara has a shayla and bava kama daf chaf. If you have a situation of zen nene of zelo chaser, so the person, the other person who provided the hana, his mamon provided the hana. This person has an area of a chatzer, and someone else lives in it. So if it's a low kaima la'agra situation, where he wouldn't rent it out otherwise, and the person is an avi l'megar, he needs to have a place to stay for the night. So it's zed nene, v'zeh l'chatzer, it's a shal in the Gemara, whether there's a claim of nene in a case like that, because the person could say, maisa, it didn't come at your expense, machas artich. And the Gemara in that Shaka Vitarya brings our Mishnah, trying to bring a raya, Lukan Lukan, the Medayik from the Tanakama, that there's a chiyuv for the nikif to pay if the makif is gadar servius. So it's a raya, zenene, there's a lochaser is chayit, where it says it's not called lochaser because he could say, you caused me to have to make an extra hakefa, whatever the pshat is over there. The Gemara's Medayik the other direction from Rav Yossi. The Gemara assumes in the Gemara Bava Kama, Rav Yossi is only machayev by the nikif, not like the Gemara is saying right now in the beginning of our sugya, ha'amad makif pater, that's going to come up later in the Gemara, that pshat. So the Gemara's medayik must be zenen of zelo chaser is pater. The Gemara says, no, he could come and say that it's a different svara why he says he's pater. Either way, you see from that Gemara one point that the basis for the chiyuv is nen. But for that, we had a problem because the Tosus in Bava Kama Kuf Aleph presents in first teretz, and the Rush says that's the teretz that Rush goes with, that the yisod of nene has a condition. When do we say there's machayv of nene? If the person, as we were masbe, he takes the hana, he does a maisa, the behema does a maisa of taking the hana. Or Nana Gufo, which we explain also means that there was a Lekicha Sana because the Guf was Nana. The Tosus is Koveya Halacha, that it's only in that context, as opposed to when the Hana just came in Mela, that it wasn't like there was a Lekicha Sana. Some kof went and took dye from one person and dyed the tzeva of another person. So meanwhile, the tzeva is worth more. There was a hana that was absorbed. The person received hana, but it wasn't like he took it. It wasn't maisa behemto. It wasn't hana asgufo. So Tosfos has no claim of nen. And seemingly over here, it's the same thing. Right? It just happened. He wasn't a case of a maisa that he got the hana to a day maisa. Says the Shach, and what the Shach says is l'chor an answer for our Gemara, but we have to explain it. The Shach says, even though it's true that what Tosa says, that if there was no maisa of the animal taking the hana, or hana as gufo, there's no claim of nena. But if a person is yored l'stech sechavero, we know there's a halacha that he's entitled to some compensation. If he's not noteya in someone's field, that's in Bar Mitzvah Kuf Aleph, also Daf Kuf Aleph, coincidentally. And the Shach says, based on that, if a person will take his food, he's the Baal HaMamon, and he will be tochev that stuff that food into the mouth of Behemas Chavero, he will have a right to claim compensation for that. As opposed to, for example, if someone else takes food belonging to another person and stuffs it into the animal's mouth. So then there was no maisa of the animal taking the hana, and it wasn't the Baal HaMamon who was supplying the hana, it was somebody else. That, the Rashach says, according to Tosa's first teretz, would not give him a claim of nana against the other person that he gave the animal hana because it wasn't his mama. But if it's I'm the Baal HaMamon, I'm the Mashbiach, I'm causing the Shevach with my mamon, it's analogous to Yored. Yored is another concept that we have to bring into the mix now. And Yored is a concept that's going to be mentioned by the Ramban and the Rana, the Rishonim and our Sugya. The Masha points it out, or if you got to that Masha, that has to do with our Sugya. And Tosus in Baba Kama Nun Ches puts together the case of Yored. We have to see more of the details of Yored. But the halacha of Yored, Tosei Chaber Lata, yes, Beshus, yes, Shelo Beshus. Either way, there was a, sorry, Suya Lita, La Suya Lita, but Shelo Beshus. But the question is whether it was all made for planting trees or not. But it was Shelo Beshus, unsolicited. I go ahead and I'm Yored Tosei Chaber, and I plant trees. There's a claim that I can make for compensation. Shaila is how much compensation, and the details are going to be worked out. So Tosus compares that in the same sentence to our Gemara. Makif, Chavero, and he ends up doing the fourth war as well, and the Nikif has to pay. And Tosus differentiates between the case of Makif and Nikif, the case of Yored, and the case of Mavriya Chari, Minichvi Chavero, which all you have there is a minia sarevach. In other words, what I did was I saved you some expense that you would have had to pay. Potentially, the Ari could have been mazik, and I chased the Ari away. I can't claim compensation for that. If I pay someone else's chol, for example, for them, that's called mashbiach Ari, I can't come and claim compensation. But if I'm actually mashbiach, nichsei chavero, as opposed to just causing you, allowing you to save money on the side, that's not called Maviyach Ari, that's a basis to Mechayev you. Tosus puts in the same sentence, Yored and Makif. So we're getting indications, clues from separate from Agamar, from different places about what the basis of the Chiyuv is by Makif. Now, how do we understand that? So there are those Achronim who say, well, Mashbiach is a new halacha. There's a din of Nana, okay, we know that, we know about Shein, Mishus Rabin. It's halacha mashbiach nisi chavero, and Yored is the same idea. But l'chora, at first glance, this doesn't seem to work here. Because, let's connect the dots. Our sugya of makif, we have to look at in light of the Gemara Bava Kama. Gemara Bava Kama clearly equates the basis for archiv of makif with nena. Because otherwise, what's the shaykhis between zen nena and zeluchasa? It's a whole different halacha. The mashbiach, Yored, a new halacha that you have right, your bailam on the shevach, and you gave the... So you see that it's halacha of nana. But wait a second. We got things saying Tosus explains that nana doesn't apply in a case where it wasn't maisa behemto or nana gufo. So what's going on here? How do you have this new cloud that the Shach brings in, that if the Baal HaMamon himself is going to supply the Hanah to the Behema, if, you could say by the case of the Tzeva, if the Baal HaSamimanim, the one who owns the dye, okay, let's just take that case, the Shach doesn't give that case, but let's ourselves, if I have Samimanim and I go ahead and dye your Tzeva, so even though Ein Shvach Samanim Agavi Tzeva, so it's not considered to be a separate chepsa that I can say that's mine, that's my tzeva. No, now it's already on the wall. It's not shaykh to say it's anything that that's my mamon. But wait a second, I was mashbiach your tzeva. So that says the shach is different. That's like yored, but that's also midin nana. So like, but Tosa says nana doesn't apply. So what's the shot that we gave over yesterday? And to clarify again, the sharper focus is that it all has to come down to nana. We see from the Sugya Bava Kama, you see where we're going, why we're saying this. The Sugya Bava Kama shows that our Sugya is understood through the prism of nana. So that means, and Tosus compares it to Yored, as opposed to Mavriach Ari, right? Which means that the halacha of Yored is also, the underlying claim is that of nana. So what's the idea? Tosus Yisod is that you can only have a chiyuv of nana, claim of nana, if there was a lekichas hana, if the person was no-tell the hana. So he has something of the other person's, and the fact that he got the hana, what right did you have that hana? Give something back for it. You have something, you got this hana at my expense. That's what Zelot said, it's a chaser, it's a lo chaser, it's a shayla. The person didn't lose that, but meanwhile, I have hana that came from you, it was hana that was supplied, I took that hana, I have to give something back for it. I didn't ask for it, but meanwhile, I have that hana. That's mechayev me to give back. There's a claim against me. I have to give back compensation for that hana. Says Tosas, that's only if I was okeach the hana. In the case of the tzeva, the monkey went and took dye and put it on my tzeva. So it happens to be, that's your dye. But that's not mechayev me to pay. Because I didn't take the hana. If I take the hana, then I have to give back. If the animal takes the hana, it's also true. Even though the bialim is not responsible per se for what the animal does in b'shus harabim, that's in terms of hezek. But the animal went and ate pears b'shus harabim, that's cool. The animal took hana, so the bialim is responsible to give back the hana, the meisor mizol, the meiteven, whatever it is, the hana that the animal got. Good. Says the Shach, there's another way that you can have a chiyuv of hana. Even if there was no lekichas hana on the part of the person who got the benefit, but if there was a nesinas hana from the Baal HaMamon, not from somebody else, from the Baal HaMamon, I was yored to stay chavero, and I was mashbiach. I put facts on the ground, and I planted trees in your field. I supplied the hana with my mamon. I gave you hana. So even though you didn't take the hana, but I gave the hana, that's also mechayev midin nen. Not something new. Midin nen. And that's midin of makif as well. That's why the Gemara can discuss the issue in terms of zen and a zelichaser. Because tosis, it means one cloud. That for a hana, there has to be a framework called a netilas hana. Otherwise, just memela, I got hana, that's not enough to mechayiv me to pay for the hana. I have to take it. But the shach comes and adds, not only that, but if there is from the bialim themselves, they were mashbiach, they gave the hana to the other person. That also gives them the right to make a claim on that person to pay me, to compensate me for that hana that I gave you. That's a regular achas we said over at the end of Shir yesterday. So with this in mind, let's see how we can proceed in our sugya. Slowly, okay? So we have the Gemara statement, Halacha Kirab Yosi, that Omad Gadar Servius, says the Gemara, Lo Shna, Omad Nikith, Lo Shna Omad Makith. This is clear in the Gemara right now. It doesn't matter with Rab Yosi who is Omad, who's Gadar Servius. Either way, there's going to be a Chiyuv of the Nikith to pay once there is a fourth fence enclosing. And again, where is this enclosure? Just to remind everybody, Rashi's Shita is, it's in between the fields, and Tosis and other Rishonim are going to assume it's on the outside perimeter of the outer fields. Okay. Zakti Gemar, Itma. Machokes Amarayim, in understanding the word Hakol used by Rabbi Yossi. Yossi's last word of the Mishnah, Migagin Alav Es Hakol. Im Amad, again we're assuming Amad is either one, Nikif or the Makif. The halacha is, Gadar Servius, then he has to pay Hakol. Zakti Rav Huna. Hakol means Lefi Mashigoda. Lefi Mashigoda means according to what all the expenses that were laid out by the Makif. Let's assume now the Makif did the fourth, the Ruach Revis, he certainly did the three. So now you have to calculate all of those expenses, and that's where the cost has to be shared by the Nikif. Hakol means Lefi Mashigoda. Chiya Barav says something interesting. Chiyabarav Amar Hakol doesn't mean Lefi Mashigada, rather Lefi Dnei Kanim Bezol. Kanim are reeds. Kanim is less expensive, of course, than Avonim, than stone. So he says it doesn't have to be according to the measure of Avonim. And he says it can be Bezol, which means cut off the regular market price, as we saw yesterday. With regarding the shear of Hana that we find by Umashu by Pshem B'Shus Arabim. So we have an interesting machlokas. We're going to have to start thinking about what is this machlokas. What does Rashi say? Lefi Mashigada, b'chol yitzios shehotzi ben arishon yachzeh lomechzeh. So the expenses that were laid out by the first person, so cut that in half, and that's what the nikav has to shear. We'll see, come back to this soon. That's the Shita of Rav Huna. What does Chiya Barav say? That the Hakol of Rav Yossi doesn't mean Lefi Mashigadar, but rather Dmei Kanim. Now Rashi doesn't have here the extra word Bezol in the Dibra Maschil, so he doesn't explain it, but when you see Rashi a bit later on, Rashi does say Bezol. So L'chora, I don't know that there's anything that Rashi would disagree with. Rashi just didn't comment on that extra word. But you'll see it in the later Rashi. Rashi does say Bezol. But what is the point of Dmei Kanim for now? Not Mashigada, but Dmei Kanim. Where is this coming from? What's the logic of Chiya Barav? Dmei Kanim, the Amar Lei, that is the Nikif can say to the Makif, Lidi Di, as far as I'm concerned, Sagi Li Begeder Kanim. It's enough to me to have the benefit that will be accruing with this enclosure, not having to be avanin. It can be made of something less expensive, geder kanin. The efshi botzah shall geder avanin. I don't need to have this super fence made out of avanin. In other words, what is the benefit? So again, we discussed yesterday, what is it that the nikkav benefits here? What does he have here? What? He has no animals trespassing coming in from the outside, other trespassers. So he says, what would be for me is good enough to have kanim. So Chiya Barav says, that is sufficient. So that's one point in the machlokas, whether the hakol of Rabbi Yossi means Lefi Mashigada, according to the expenses that were outlaid by the makif, say. And the other, Manda Amar Chiya Barav says, no, he can say, for me it's enough to get avon, therefore I'm not paying more than that. Now, Rashi didn't focus on the bezol, but l'chora, that's what it also says, bezol. And Rashi's going to say that a minute later, too. So where does the bezol come in? So bezol is something we're familiar with when we talk about nene, right? We mentioned yesterday from Baba Kama that there in second parak with Meshalemis Mashinenis. So it's the May or in bezol. We find other examples also like this. If you look later in Baba Basra, the Rashbam quotes this on Kuf Mem Vav Amid Beis. He quotes a few cases. This is where it says Dibra Maschil right before the Mishnah on Kufman Vavan Beis. Take a look with me. Shamin lehem abasa bezol. This has to do with situations where a person gave gifts for an upcoming simcha, whatever, and then one or the other is chozer and they ate. Meanwhile, does it have to be a returning of the dispenses of the food that was eaten? Okay, that's the context where it comes in. So the Rashbam, the last Rashbam before the new Mishnah, Kuf Avraham Beis, brings the idea of the Zohar. It just brings it out very well. Take a look. Kishiyachzeru lo ochel umaskeshel chilam v'hishkam. So he is talking about food. I mean, l'chor it's true by Hana in general, because this is by the animal Hana. But when you give back that food that was eaten, yashuma b'zol, the assessment has to be according to a lower price. Kinfarish kamei, which means lifchos shish midama, but take a third off of the price. Here's the key. Should be inyan zeh, shamin kol makzirin ochlin hanecholim mitchila, das chazara. In other words, initially you didn't know that you'd have to be paying back. You ate it in good faith, but meanwhile it turns out that you didn't have a right to have it, because the whole idea was based on a certain understanding, in this case that there was going to be the wedding, whatever it was. So now you have to give back because you had the hana. Mil bizol mi machzir. But you give it not at the price which is the going rate, but you can go down of that, whatever percentage. V'hachinami omro. So here he brings a couple of examples. One example is davchafin bavakama. Gabi acha mitocha rechava. That means that it's considered b'shus harabim. So the animal eats b'shus harabim. There's no halacha of mazik of shein, because shein is only b'stei acher. But mishalem es mashalemis demei omir b'zol o demei sarim b'zol. The two opinions in the Gemara, if it's tevin or it's sa'orin, but bizol. Bizol means at a lower price, because that's what the person would have paid. Another example, he brings from Ksubis Lamedalit. It's also at the end of Bava Kama. He niach lem avim par sheula. So the father died, and the Yisomim have a cow that they don't realize does not belong to the father, really is borrowed, belongs to someone else. Meanwhile, they want to have good steak for dinner. So they shech the animal, and they eat it. They have a good, sumptuous meal. Turns out that the animal was really belonged to somebody else. So now, so they have to pay, but what do they have to pay now? Dmei basar bizol. Again, so they don't pay the regular price because they have to be machzir because they took hana from someone else, but unwittingly. But there's a halacha to be machzir only at a lower price. Umihacha shaminan, says the Rashbam, okay. So this is the klal of bezol that we see here as well. L'chora, the idea, again, it's just pointing the idea that you have to pay for the hana. For some, number one, he says, it's going to be d'mei kanim. But this d'mei kanim that the nikav has to pay, it's not the going rate, it can be something less than that, bezol. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah points out something interesting. The word bezol is mentioned in connection to who? Which shita? We have Avhuna Chiyabarav. So who says Bizol in the Gemara? Chiyabarav, who says the Mekanin. What about Avhuna? Avhuna says that you pay Avanin, Dimei Avanin, Fimashigada. So why would that be according to the going rate of Avanin? Or would it be at a discount rate? Chiyabarav says the Mekanin as opposed to Avanin. For me, it's enough to have Kanim. I don't need Avanin for my enclosure. So you paid Avanim. I don't need to have to pay you the price of Avanim. But he asked Bizol. And what about the first Shita? What about Rav Huna? In other words, yeah, Avanim could be the going rate. Avanim could be at take off a percentage. You can get it at a discount. So Rabbeinu Yonah has two suggestions. The second, let's see. Kashali. Knows, it sounds like you have a double machlokas. What's the double machlokas? Rav Huna says you pay v'mashigada means avanim. Chibarav says you pay only d'mei kanim. What's one machlokas? What's the other machlokas? Rav Huna says you pay d'mei avanim and no discount. And Chibarav says you pay bezol. Why do you have to assume there's a double machlokas? Why say that? Lema. The Tanakama Savat Mekanin, Rabbi Yosef Savat Timashigadar, and leave it at that. Now, the second teretz is in Ochinami. He says, "Od yesh lefarish, Rav Huna nami d'amar kofi mashegadar." You know what that means? Lefi perish the me'avanim bezol. In other words, the bezol is on both. It's not a machokis about whether it's bezol. Bezol is always the klal. But the question is, can the person get off with not avanim to pay only d'mei kanin? Chiya Barav emphasizes it because he happens to hold that you don't need to pay avanim. So he says, and you know what? On top of that, it's bezol also. But the first matam also agrees it's bezol. That's interesting. That's the second teres. Now, if you look in Rashi carefully, you see not that way. Rashi clearly didn't win that way. What did Rashi say in Rav Huna? What's Rashi's word? The first Rashi. B'chol lefi mashigadar, Lashon Rashi is what? B'chol yitzios shahotzi b'en arishon yachzilo mechza. There's no discount. Right? The person paid whatever price they paid for that vanin, and you go half of that, and you make the nigger pay half. You don't take off any additional cut. Midurik and Rashi, that the bezol, and even though Rashi didn't have the bezol right away in the words that he quoted, Diba Mascha, but he says it later. So Rav Chiya Barav says bezol, but not Rav Huna. Rav Huna never said bezol. So now you have to figure out, why doesn't bezol also have to relate to the first sheet? So here he says another teretz. In the first teretz he says, that's also part of the machlokes. It goes together. V'yesh lomar, says Rabbeinu Yonah, la'olam man demekel al hanikif, the one who goes easy on the nikif, v'les lei hakol lefi mashegadar, he doesn't go as far as you have to pay according to what was laid out, what the gadar was made of. Svir lei demekan bezol, kevin de taninan lei hanikif, de pachas mashenigdar hamakif havisagile. So he's saying, in a chanami, it goes like this. According to the first man, the Amar, there's no leniencies. There's no bezol over here. You have to pay half those hotzos, whatever they were, is what you have to pay. Chiva Rav comes and says, wait a second, let's go easier on the nikif. And in this regard, he has two things to say. He says, number one, it doesn't have to be a vanif bitmeikot. Top of that, he says, and the mekanim also does have to be at the market price. Could be less. Okay, so we don't know exactly what the nekudas machokes is right now. Why is there a machokes b'chal about lefi mashigadar versus mekanim? Rashi just says a few words. Right, mekanim, he can say ledidi sagi begeder kanim. Okay, so now he can say and begeder kanim, and what would be enough? I could get a bezol. Okay, so that Rabbeinu Yonah says that's why for him it's bezol. But Rav Huna doesn't hold. Rav Huna holds, no, that hakol means whatever was laid out, that is your achrayis to pay your share. Okay. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's first teretz, that will be in Rashi as well. Now, before we go into Gemara now, Shaka V'Tarya now, nitty gritty, a simple question to understand within even Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, what is the assessment? Not Chiva Rav, you certainly have to understand. What does it mean? He could say, I'm paying less. But what is Rav Huna? You pay according to the share of the expenses that were laid out. What's the basis for the chiyuv? We just got finished explaining by Rikos. What's the basis for the chiyuv of the nikif to pay? Why is he paying? What's the word that we want to use? Nen. So let's ask ourselves. What should be the way to assess nen? You should assess it seemingly. What's the value of this hana? There is an enclosure here. There's a shmira. There's protection from trespassers, from animals. So let's put a value to that. How much hana did I get? Why should that be reflected in the expenses that were put out, that were laid out by the market? The market, let's say, did all four walls. So now Rav Huna says he has to pay half of that amount. Let's go both directions. Let's say that the makif got a very big discount. Someone had overstock, right, of avanim, right? So he ends up getting a very windfall, and he gets his stones for his walls very, very cheap. And now he builds four walls. The nikif has to pay only half of that very low price that was paid by the makif for half of that amount is what he has to pay. But wait a second. Typically, that's not what people have to pay. People pay far more. So why do you say that? What he got was he should have to pay for what the hanah is. The hanah might be valued at having a geder. Usually it costs much more. No, it doesn't work that way. It works with fi mashigada in both directions. But if I'm paying for the hanah, so why does the hanah value get attributed to the amount that the makif paid as opposed to how much you would, what's the dollar value that you would put on the benefit? The benefit is having a wall. So let's figure out what's it worth having a geder. So maybe you should look at the market price of that avodah, not what this guy paid. Maybe it should be more than what he paid. Maybe less than what he paid. But why is it lufi mashigada? Why is it measured by how much he put out? If the mechayiv is the hana, yeah.
Isn't that case that is the
hana? I'm not asking you that. The hana should be defined by what the person paid, or by what I received in as a result of what he did for me. He did something. He built fences. Now I have protection. So how would one of you assess what hanah did I receive? I received the amount he paid for me and for him? That's what I received? Or I received whatever you want to treat having a geder? What is that? What is that worth? Is it always the same? It's anonymous? Not necessarily. A person can pay very overpay or underpay what the fence was. So why do we view the hanah in terms of his expenses? Shouldn't we define the hanah in terms of some objective standard, maybe going rate? Why should it be subjective to what he paid, what he spent? It could be in both directions. It could be more, it could be less. But why is it l'fi mashigada? Okay, l'fi barav on the side right now. He says a whole different cheshbon, mekanim. But let's go to the first sheeta, more obvious sheeta. But why is that reflection of the hana, of the claim of hana? When I mechayiv you to pay for the hana that you got, why does that mean you have to pay half of what I spent for that? Why not define it in terms of what you want to assess for what he got, the value of what he got? He has a fence. So it should be independent of what this person paid. Ari and Yaakov, I know which was first, I don't know, but yeah.
He said that the mechanism by which the shop connected the guy to Katsu Pay whatsoever is because the fencer intended to directly benefit the fenced in party. So it's based off of the degree to which the fencing party intended to benefit the fenced in party.
He intended to do it.
So how do we discern how the extent to which the market intended to benefit the nikah is how much he paid?
It's clearly that he intended to do it. That's for sure relevant, that he intended to do it for him. So you're on the right track. But having said that, why not define it in terms of what was received, and then use some objective standard as opposed to the specific formula of what he spent? I understand he had to intend to do it. I provided you with this now, this having a protection from animals. So go do a search and see how much does that cost to have a fence put around you. Who cares what this guy paid? How much does it cost to have a fence around your area? He has that benefit. I provided it. Let's give a dollar value to that. Yaakov?
I can't put a price tag on what I receive, but I could put a price tag on what allows me to receive. Meaning, I don't know exactly what's going to not be eaten when an animal doesn't go into my property, but I do know what allows an animal not to go into my property in the first place.
Okay, here you go. It's interesting. It's hard to pin down what exactly it is. But why can't you say the average price, the going rate, as maybe this guy paid more, maybe he overpaid less? That doesn't seem to be relevant. Could there not be some going rate? I don't know. Yeah?
Can we say a little bit like the shop is saying that, we pay based off, the only way to derive how we pay for our enough is based off the giver, what he's giving, because that's what drives, that's what creates the need to pay for enough. So if it's based off the market,
And we have to look at what he's doing. So,
I think you're very much on the right track. I think this is where we have to go. I think let's just see if we can take it even further, what you're saying. But I think Achara, you see a very important Nakuda here in the Sugya about Nene. Yeah, but I think at the end it's going to be true about whether it's a Yoreid situation or it would be true for Lekichasana. I don't think that's going to matter, but obviously this is what we're talking about over here. It's the Makif providing the Hanah, so it works well with the Shach. The idea is this. What am I saying, in effect? Why are we looking at the person's expenses? Look at what the person got. Look at what the person got. He has a shmira. He has protection. Now, let me give you a muscle. Okay, let's say a person has a house right at the border of Rishus HaRabin. And people walk in Rishus HaRabin. They have a right to do that, right? And this house, because it's abutting the Rishus HaRabin, it has an awning, and it provides wonderful shade for the people who are walking past the house. Meanwhile, they're getting, every day they pass by, they get great shade. Because, and it's great to have that shade. Meanwhile, it's Rishus HaRabim turf, right? But meanwhile, it happens to be his house providing that. Could anyone make a case that, well, my house is providing you shade. Let's do an assessment on how much that benefit is worth. And you should have to pay me because you're Nana. Now, you could argue what Tosfos says in Kofal Bava Kama, that you can't have that kind of claim of Hana because it's not like you took it. Let's go with second teratosis, all right? Second teratosis is a technical answer that is not called, noi is not called a hana. So technically, tosis would not assume, it's not assumed that you have to have a lukichasim. So hypothetically, could there be a claim now for the fact that they're getting hana from my house? Why not? Yeah, leaving aside tosis svara, the tosis for svara. But my son be getting hana. So should they not have to pay for that hana? The answer is, they have a right to walk in Rishus HaRabin. They're getting Hana, but they have a right to do that. There's no claim that you have, that you can't get Hana from my house. If you took something from me, or I gave you something, I laid out something, I gave you something, what right do you have to have that from me without paying for it? That's where there's a claim of Hana, of Nen. From the perspective of this person who happens to be in the middle and the guy around him built fences. Meanwhile, this guy has a benefit that now animals are not going to come into his field the same way they're not going to come into the other guy's field. Assuming it's all the way around or it's in the middle. The mice said this person built fences. Now I have a benefit that animals are not coming in. Good, very nice, I have a good neighbor. And based on where he is and his geography, I get a benefit. That's not enough to make me chayef a nana. You have to define it as, what don't I have a right to take without giving for it? What can I take without compensating? The answer is, what did he give you? What did the makiv give you? He gave you an enclosure. He spent money for you. Now, it was not just for you, it was for him and for you. So that claim of Hana has to relate to the money that he spent on your behalf. Because if you're not going to speak about that, then there's nothing unlawful about the fact that I happen to be benefiting from a fence that you built. The shmira, the t'po yodse, the resulting benefit is not something that can generate a claim against me to pay for it. Because there's nothing wrong with enjoying the benefit of having someone around me who built a fence. In the same way that you can't make a claim on B'nai Rishus HaRabim who are walking past my house that happens to provide them shade. They have a right to walk there. It's only because it was something that I'm not entitled to, that was provided to me, a service, a benefit, and therefore I'm not automatically entitled to it. But I got it from you, and I'm not be'etzem entitled to that, then I have to pay for that which was provided to me. A second. So how do you define what it is that I have to pay for? What's the claim of Nana? What did I give you? What did I give you? What did I give you? I gave you fences. I gave you enclosures. I spent money for enclosures that are for you as well. I spent money for me and for you. So the hana is defined by that which I got from you. What did I get from you? I got an enclosure. Now, so what's my share, though? The enclosure was for you as well. It was for me. So fima shagadar means I have to pay for half of that. Because half of that was for me. Half was for you, half was for me. So I think that's the yisod of the sugya of nene. Now, nene has to be measured not in terms of some resulting benefit, but in terms of the gidur itself, not in terms of the fact that there will be some security that will be provided as a result of the fence, but it's the actual, what I gave you is the fence. I gave you the enclosure. I spent for your fence. And therefore, that's called that I gave you benefit. What's the benefit I gave you? I gave you a fence. So that means what I spent for the fence is what I gave you. Says Rav Huna, that's a subtle point. I think the chur, that's where the measure is going to be, the expenses that were laid out for you. That's called the benefit that I provided. The benefit was in the form of what I spent for you. Yeah?
Why can't we say the same thing by the B'nai Rosh Hashanah? If they weren't entitled to the shade, and the person spent money...
They are entitled. No. The person built... No, who says they're allowed to walk in Rosh Hashanah?
They're allowed to walk there, but they're not allowed to. Who says
Who says they're not allowed to take shade? No, that's not so. If there's really shade, then mela, that's not their problem. It doesn't mean that they're not entitled to it. They're allowed to walk any area that's considered Rosh Hashanah. It happens to be an overhang. Okay, that's not called. They have a right to go walk. If they have a right to walk there, then they don't have to pay for that benefit. But if I provided you a fence. So that means that I gave you something that you're not automatically entitled to have a fence, but I provide you with that fence. But if I but the fact that I happen to have the benefit, the mela that a fence is going to afford me, that animals aren't coming in, that's not something I can make a claim against you for. That just happens to be luck of the draw. I happen to be in a good area, you know, that's advantageous. It happens to have that benefit. But that's fine. But if I gave you the fence, I spend money. So you have now received from me something. You've received that enclosure that I spent for you. They're allowed to walk anywhere. It's called Rishus Rabbi. In Mela, they happen to get benefit of a shade. Big deal. They're entitled to have that because they're allowed to walk here.
I'm just understanding how it's different. The Baal HaBayis pay for the awning. And...
The Baal HaBayis, they pay for the awning. That's his house. So it so happens his house has awning. And so happens that B'nai Rosh Hashanah, when they're walking in the area that they're allowed to walk, are going to have a benefit from having that awning overhanging them. Okay, but that's not called that I provided them with benefit that I can make a claim against them for. They're allowed to walk in Rosh Hashanah. Here, I'm not entitled to have a gather around my fence, around my fields. I spent money to give you that gedder. The hana is that I gave you a gidur, a gedder, an enclosure. Dear, what do you mean I gave you shade? I mean, I spent what? What did I give you? I gave the Rosh Hashanah what? They went and woke up Rosh Hashanah. So there's nothing that I have over them to pay for. They're allowed to walk here. I'm not entitled by definition to have my field to have a gita around my field. But I gave that to you because I spent money on this fence for you and for me. So that means you took that in. You took in that benefit, now you have to pay for it. The Gemara in Bava Kamma has a shiloh, but if there's a work with Zenan Abzel Chasris Pater, so then I can say, but if it didn't come at your expense, right, if it didn't come, it didn't cost you anything, I don't have to pay for such a now. That's the shalom zena zelachas. But that's the yisod of nana. Yeah, Ari.
I understand that the nipap isn't entitled to a fence, but the nipap is just living within his own yard.
Right.
It just happens that there's now a fence around.
Okay, him. But I was much, that's like yore, go back to yore. This guy's just living in his field. That's the night guy comes, knocks on the door without any invitation, starts planting trees. I supplied you a benefit. I made a notea betoch sadu chavero shelo bershus. Meanwhile, I was mashpiach your sada, and that's a cause for compensation. So too. That's what we're doing. This is analogous to yored. Every yored is that way. No one asked permission, but a guy came in and he was mashpiach. You are nechassim. I gave you that. I gave you a gidur. You didn't ask for it, but I gave it to you, and I spent money for you. So I'm entitled to get back money. You took something, you got something from me, and I want compensation. How much compensation? That's the machok, is what I'll call this. So Avuna says, I spent money, I gave you an enclosure. It's different than what a case of a Shutram, where there's nothing, bachal, there's no entitlement. They're entitled to work. Here, there's no entitlement to get a gider. Good, I didn't ask for it. We're going to have to see more, obviously, in terms of the counter-argument. What's the guy pushing back with? By Yored, for example, let's say the guy says, get rid of your trees, I don't want it, take it out, tool. We'll see about all that. That's all within Yored also. There's a lot more to come. But like, obviously, something is not sitting well because you're saying, like, who asked you to come in and provide me this benefit, right? Nachanami. But that's the rule called Yored. I did provide the benefit. And now that you receive that, you have to reimburse. You have to compensate. These are the underlying underpinnings of our sugya. I mean, this pasha, we're at our base right now, just getting ourselves, you know, getting acclimated. Okay, so this is, again, so this is Rav Huna. This is Chiya Bar Rav. And Chiya Bar Rav, we have to understand machokes. Chiya Bar Rav says, to make Khan and Bezol, that he has a counter argument. Yes, you paid X, but Lamaisa, for me, to make Khan and suffices. Therefore, paid to make Khan and that's sufficient, Bezol. Okay, now let's see how it plays out in the Shaka Vitari the Gemara. Okay, just Pashup Shat, first is Pashup Shat, just getting the picture of the sugya, Surasa Dishmaitsa. Zakti Gemara, so we have Machokes, Rav Huna, and Chiya Bar Rav, with regard to what the Hakol of Rav Yossi refers to. What it means, does it mean Lefi Mashigada, half the expenses, or that he spent, or Lidmei Kana Bezol? Tanan, says the Mishnah, Hamakiv Eschavero Mishola Shuchosa. The Gadar es Rishona, Vesashniya, Vesashlishis, Ein Chayvin Oslo. These are the words of the Tanakhama. He did three walls, and there's no chiyah for the Nikif to pay anything. With the deal the Gemara makes, Haravias Mechayvin Oslo. But if he would now go a fourth wall, then the Nikif does have to pay. That's the deal from the Tanakhama. Ein Seifa. But now read on in the Mishnah. Rav Yossi Omer, Im Amad. The Gadar Sarevius Megagon Rav Sakol. Rav Yossi says, if there'll be a fourth wall that the Nikif will make, and now we're assuming it's the Nikif or the Makif, right? Loshna Nikif, Loshna Makif, like we started before. So then Megagon Rav Sakol. So now it sounds like he's echoing what we just said in the Digo of the Tanakhama. So what's the machlokes between Tanakhama and Rav Yossi? Says the Gemara, Bishlamu Rav Huna the Amar Kofi Mashigadar Ba. Quite Rav Huna, who reads Pshat and Rav Yossi, that the payment of the Nikif is Lufi Mashiach Gadar, half of the Hotzos of what the Makif paid, whether it's of the stone wall, he pays half of that. Hainu Di'ika Ben Tanakam Rav Yossi. So we understand well that the Machlokis is in how much is being paid by the Nikif in a case where they're now all four walls are built. That is to say, Tanakam Sabah Kofi Dman Hakol means Lufi Dmei Kana Bezol in Umashe Gadalo. According to Tanakama, you'll only pay. Here, Rav Huna will agree that there is a sheet that holds like Rav Chiya Bar Rav. In other words, Tanakama would say you pay less. You only pay according to, in your mind, Mekana would be enough. Mekana Bezol. Mashi Gada, that much you don't have to pay. Comes Rav Yossi with his word Hakol, and that's what he's coming to argue on. Rav Yossi, Savar Hakol, Ufi Mashi Gada. So according to Rav Huna, we have a perfect shot in the Mishnah. Again, the machlokes is not having to do with who did the gidur. The gidur can be done by either the nikif or the makif. The machlokes is whether the nikif has to pay half of the hotzos of what the walls cost, or to make kana. Rav Yossi is machmir and says he has to pay. If he mashi gada, that's Rav Huna shita. We hold our Rav Yossi. I think Mar begins halachic Rav Yossi. But in the Chanami, the Tanakhama held differently, like Chiya Bar Rav. That's Rav Huna's way of reading it. But according to Chiya Bar Rav, El Chiya Bar Rav, the Amar Kol, if he meant it, may kind of bizarre. So even the Rav Yossi's Hakol, if he can bizarre, Ma'ik be Tanakhama Rav Yossi, then what would be the machlokes? Eid may kind of bizarre, Koyoivle, if he's not even paying, he's not making kind of bizarre, that's Rav Yossi. And Rav Tanakhama is saying less than Rav Yossi. Then Michael Koyoivle, so here we're going to have several answers to the question, how to learn up the machlokes according to Chiya Bar Rav. This is how Gemara sets up the Shaka Vitari. We have a series of ways to work out within Chiya Bar Rav what is the machlokes going to be on. Let's see the Rashi so far. Zot Rashi. Hachi Gassinan. Tanan, Hamakiv Eschavim, Gimru Chosav, Ein Machayven Oso. Haravias, Machayven Oso. Ein Masefer, Rabbi Yossi Omer. The God of Israel is shown in Mechayvin also. Why is in Mechayvin at that point if the fourth wasn't built? A hug or a hanilei midi? Because at this point, it has not benefited the Nikav yet. Because the fourth side is still exposed. So there is still the issues, whatever you want to call it, Hezekria or the Behemos. With Goli, maybe it's a little mashma, the Hezekria issue, but Maisa Tabika, but Maisa, there's still that concern. Golim Tzad Revius. Ha im Gadar Od Makif Eser Revius. If the Makif goes beyond that and builds the fourth wall, Machayvin Oso Dehanile. Because now he's created the Hana, he's benefited the Nikif. That's the Diuk of the Tanakam. Continue Rashi, Emma Sefer. Look at the next part. Rabbi Yossi Omer, that what? Im Amar V'Gadar Eser Revius. Now, remember what I pointed out yesterday. What's Rashi's Girsa in the Mishnah? Amad what? So let's carefully see why the Rasha knows it. In the Haggah Rashi that we saw, that's what the Rasha says was part of the Haggah. It's Amad without the word Nikiv, but it's understood to be Nikiv. But it or both, right? But it could be either one. But it's not that we go as Nikiv, but it certainly includes the Nikiv. Ema Seif, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bishkamu Rafuna, the Amar. Hakol de Rabbi Yossi, right? The Hakol is always the word that we're putting in quotes, right? Each tita. Hakol dash, does Hakol mean what? Mashigada, does Hakol mean dash? To make kind of bizarre. It's all focusing on that word Hakol, putting it in bold, right? So, according to Rav Huna, dam Hakol de Rabbi Yossi, the Mashigada who? So, Rabbi Yossi's Hakol is Mashigada, Hainu de Ika ben Tanakama Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakama, lo knock at Lishna da Hakol. Tanakama doesn't say it, Megal Nesakol. It's only a diuk that I'll have to pay if the Makif goes with the fourth wall. So there's no Hakol mentioned in Tanakama. Savar, the Mekana Bezohu, the Mechai Venosa. So he pays a lesser value, amount of Mekana Bezohu. See here, you see in Rashi, his Girsa was in fact what? The Mekana, what? Bezohu, right? The early Dibra Maschil didn't have Bezohu, but Rashi says it here. See it? You owe me on this, right? Mekana Bezohu, the Mechai Venosa. Rabbi Yossi, Savar, that what do you pay? Pay more, you pay the fee mashigada. Now Rashi points out something. The halekul amemar, but let's suggest something else. After all, the deal of the Tanakama was that if who would make the fourth wall is Yerchiyah. The Makif. He built three, and if he would do four, then he'd be chayav. And Rabbi Yossi says, here you see what Rashi was going to Rabbi Yossi. So Amad Nikif. So Rashi says, the halekul amemar, the Tanakama dafkim gada makif is a revius, who the machayv knows. So maybe that's the point. The Tanakama's diuk is that if gada makif is a revius, that's the diuk that you can get. The case of the Tanakama is that he's on a roll, he did three walls, and if he would go now and do the fourth, then the nikif has to pay. But maybe gada nikif, which is what Rabbi Yossi spoke about explicitly, avam gada nikif lo, and maybe that's where Rabbi Yossi is coming in and adding to the Tanakama that what also would make the Nikif Chayiv, even if whom Gadar? Nikif. Amad Nikif. Because that's what Rabbi Yossi said. Rashi's Girsa is Amad Nikif. The Rashi says that's counterintuitive. You can't do that. The Koshkin. Because where is it more obvious that you're Mechayiv the Nikif? If it's Amad Makif or Amad Nikif?
Nikif.
Because that's the Svarb Gili Das that Rashi mentioned in the Mishnah, and we're going to mention later on. So I'm going to look at what the can't say that that's going to be the nekudas hamachlokes. The koshkenu has to hecha the logo idaiti the nichalei be'akefa kamachayevlei. If you're telling me that the nikiv is chayev even where he didn't show any indication that demonstrating that he's happy with this enclosure, which because only the makif went into the fourth one, not him, and yet the diuk in the Tanakam is he'd be chayev koshken hecha the goat. So you can't tell me that the Tanakama would not be Mechayev by Amad Nikif. That's in terms of the Tanakama. And Rashi continues, and listen carefully, or Rabbi Yossi Nami, and Rabbi Yossi as well would not disagree with the Tanakama's diuk of Amad Makif Mechayev. Why? Or Rabbi Yossi Nami, Kasal Kedai Techashta, the Gemara is thinking now because it might change, the Tana Nikif, the Huad Din Lemakif. What does Tana Nikif mean? That the Mishnah explicitly said Nikif, but it does not dafk. See, Masha knew this Rashi. That's what Masha says. Rashi's Girsa, and again, we'll have to see more about whether other Rishonim are necessarily agreeing with Rashi, but they were Gores. So, Midah Go and Rashi earlier did not have this. He says that the girsa was not amad nikiv. Amad, the misfarish are also going on, amad is masper the nikiv. But Rashi was goris nikiv. But nevertheless, it's rav dafka. Rav Yossi said amad nikiv, but lo shna. In other words, so the Gemara is assuming now, you understand, this is why Rashi, you're going to see later in the Gemara, Rashi had no choice in terms of the later options in the Gemara. There's something that Rashi clearly was not goris in the Gemara. We'll see soon. Rav Yossi for sure is mechayv be'amad nikiv. The shayla is whether it's dafka nikiv, as the Gemara is going to later say, or hu adin makiv. Right now we're holding that pasal kedayta hu adin makiv. So you can't find an afkamina between Rav Yossi and Chacham insofar as who was amad. Because the Tanakama would be mashma that amad makiv imachoyev, nikiv is mechayv, and certainly not a nikiv, even more so. And Rabbi Yossi says Amad Nikif, he says it, but the Gemara thinks who had the Amad Makif. So what would be the machlokas about, and if not that's the case, both would agree that the Nikif is chayiv if the Makif goes with the fourth wall, Ela begilu da'ako, who the pligi, how much is Megalda and Sako? So according to Rav Huna, it's good. According to Rav Huna, Rabbi Yossi would say, you pay, like he says, the halachic Rabbi Yossi pays, Mashigada. Tanakama would say only less, make kanan, kanan bezel. But according to Chiyab Rav, the kasha is, even Rabbi Yossi only is mechayiv you, how much? To make kanan bezel. Tanakama make kanan namigo yorvle, means even less. So my yorvle, my mechayiv in also, the daikina mi milsik, we're daik that the nikav is chayiv something. Okay, so let's go through now, at least push just to read the words of the Gemara, what we have in front of us. Get Rav Huna, everything is clear. We don't know the machokis. We don't know that. We just know that there's a machokas. To be kind of bizarre, because he could say it's enough for me to have that much. Rav Huna says, Mashigada, we must be that. Now we want to know machokas in the Mishnah. So Rav Huna says, clear. If Yossi is saying, like me, and Tanakam is saying what you, Chibarav, hold. Okay. Chibarav, what are you going to say? What's the machokas? The deal of the Tanakam is, Amad Makif. The makif continues and does the fourth wall, the nikav has to pay. But Rav Yossi says the same thing, holds the same way, and he's only going to mechayiv make kainim, according to you. So what's the Tanakhama say? What's the machokas? Okay, solution number one. Ibayis ema, agar netira ika beinayu. There's something less than to make kainim bezol as well. And that's what the Tanakhama would take issue with Rav Yossi. Agar netira. What's the taina of the nikif? You now built the fourth wall. Says the Tanakhama, nikif has to pay, but not even to make kanin. But agar netira. What's agar netira? Yoiv lei, Rashi says agar netira. Davar muat, hayatzarach liteng l'shomer b'chol shana kishi b'kamoseha. In other words, a shomer is there when the whenever the sada is now in bloom, where things are growing, and you have to pay a shomer. So what's the shomer's function? To do what? To keep out, okay, assuming that the issue is the animals, to give it the animals. If you want to put Ezekri into the bika as well, okay, Rashi seems to say a davzayin, he could also function for that too, that people shouldn't steer. But if it's about the animals, it's simpler. The shomer is going to keep out the animals. It's a lot cheaper to pay a shomer, apparently, than even to erect a wall of mekana. That's less of a cost. So this is where the machokas would revolve around. That the Tanakhama says, Tanakhama Sava says, Gemara Aganatira and Mekana Bezolo. Mekana Bezolo is a greater expense than just to have, I guess it's not the whole year round, that you need the shomer. And no, because the animal is only going to be a problem when the things are actually growing, right? So that's not, it's not necessarily the whole year round. That must be the pshat. The kamoseha is whenever the season is, right? So that means that you pay for that month for the shomer, and then the animals won't ruin anything that's eating. That's when they would come in and eat. So that's cheaper than paying with make kind of bezol to have to invest in that. And the Yossi Sava, no, to make kind of bezol. It's interesting. So here you have machokas, and what's the svar of the Tanakhama? That you could pay. For me, it's enough not to have a war at all. And what's the Yossi Svara? No, for me, it's enough to make kind of. You don't have to pay avanim. He paid for avanim. What, can you go further and say, no, I don't need a wall at all? No, a wall you have to pay for. He gave you a wall, but his wall was avanim. You could say, meikan. Tanakhama says, I can go beyond that. As far as I'm concerned, pay for a shomer. That much, that's what I have to pay for the nen. Demei shomer, agar netira. That's solution number one for Chiyah Barav. Second solution. Ika ibayis ema, second pshat. Or within chia barav. Ibayis ema. Bishona shnei ushlishis ika beinayu. The nafkamina tanakam ribyosi is whether you have to pay for the first three walls. Tanakam is savar. Revius hu diyayivle. When the makif now builds wall four, then Nikif has to pay for what? For wall number four. Av Rishona Shnei Shlishis lo yoivli. You don't have to pay for the first three. So that's less. Only the fourth one. Yosi Sab Rishona Shnei Shlishis nami yoivli. What kind of svar is this? Why would he not have to pay according to the Tanakama for the first three walls? And Rishi says you do. What's going on here? Big machlokes. Let's see what Rashi says. Take it slow. Rashi. Tanakama Sava Demei Revius yoivli. He only pays for wall four. In Gadra Makif. Again, if the Makif is Makif, it does the fourth wall. Avo Dmei Rishonos Lo Yoivle. Why? Says Rashi. Shekva Yotza Mehem Zakai Bebezdin. Because once the three walls were made, he's been exonerated. Shayu Sham Yom Rabim, they've been there for a while. Loho Ilulo. They didn't help him at all. Because he still has opening on the fourth side. So therefore, Rashi leaves it at that. So Mela, that gives me a clean pass. So you can now bring that on to bear on me when you build the fourth wall. Because I was already off the hook on that. Because you spent it. You spent the money, but it didn't give me hana. Right? Yatsazaka the based in interesting language to see more about this. Each thing has to be looked at carefully. Then Gadra Nikif Gurvius. Lo Yoivre Midi Kidaprisis. Shekfa Yatsa Yudei based in them. Then Rashi says the same thing. If he builds the fourth wall, then Rashi says, then what? Then that's it. Then basically that's all he has to do. And either way, he doesn't pay more than one wall. Which wall? The fourth one. If the Nikah builds the fourth wall, then that's it. I pay for the fourth wall. The first three walls are already taken care of because he didn't provide me. What is this svar exactly? That's the Shita of Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi, Loshna Gadra Nikif, Loshna Makit Gagan Ulav Sakko, Bekuan, and what is it to make cut? So this pshat, the second pshat of the Gemara within Chiyah Barav, has to be worked at. The Lashonos of the Rishonim, you take a look at the Gemara of Yevamis that they quote. Rabbi Yonah, the Balmar quotes it also. The question of Kam Dina versus Hadr Dina. It's interesting, Shaila. There was a psak already, and it was already what it was, and now a new issue comes up. And now you want to look back and revive the old psak in light of the new situation. Do we say that we already, that's behind us? You have to know what the analogy is over here. First glance, not pashut exactly. What Rashi doesn't use the Lashonos of the Gemara in Yevamis, but Rashi said, Yotza Zakai Bebezdin, what this means. But with the pshat is clear. According to the suggestion now in the Gemara, the nafkamina is where you have to pay for the first three walls. The svar Rashi gives, okay, this is Rashi's pshat, Yotza Zakai Bebezdin. Okay, that's shot number two. Now, Gemara continues and says like this. Third suggestion, and that is, Iba Yisema, again, we're trying to figure out. Chiyah Barav learns, Rav Yossi is only Mechayev, how much? To make kind of result. So then what's the Tanakama arguing Rav Yossi about? So the first shot was, the Machokis is, the Tanakama is only Mechayev, Agar and Atira. Less than make kind of result. Second shot is, Tanakam is only mechayiv you for wall number four. If you build it, then you have to pay another penny. If the market did it, you only pay for the fourth wall. And according to the third, and that's the second shot. Now comes another suggestion. They're not arguing about how much you pay, but they're arguing about when you pay, depending on who does the enclosure. Now, as we read in the Gemara now, it goes like this. There's two Lashonos. Ibayis Ema, Makif and Nikif Ika Benayim. Machokis is, regarding Makif and Nikif, who did the enclosure? Now, first the Gemara says, as we have it, the Tanakama Sava, the Tanakama holds, Taima da Amad Nikif, the Megagan Lavasakol, that the Tanakama is saying, only Amad Nikif does he have to pay. And how much does he have to pay again? Chiba Rav, Shita? Kind of his own. But that's only on Nikif. Because of what svara? That he's goyidaita. It's more of a reason to mechayv the Nikif when he indicates that he's pleased with what was. then he pays Nekarabizo and everything. But only Omad Nikif, that's what Tanakama holds. Av Omad Makif ain't no single Elad Meirvius. Omad Makif, then he only pays for the fourth, but not for Nekarabizo and everything. Rab Yossi Savar, Rab Yossi was more Machner, he holds Loshna Nikif, Loshna Makif. Doesn't matter who does the fourth woe. Im Omad, Migadar, Migadar, Lover Sakol. So it comes out, according to this, Makif Nikki Igabinayu, who's more Machner? Rav Yossi, the even Ahmed Makif. Lishna Achrina, another version of this Makif Nikki Igabinayu. Makif Nikki Igabinayu means the other direction, that the one who's more Machmir and says even Ahmed Makif is the Tanakama. Rav Yossi here is not Lekhumra, it's Lekula. Tanakama Sovereign Mama in Gadar Makif is Avias Nami Yoivle. Rav Yossi Sovereign, no, Mama Nikif is Avias Hudi Yoivle, the Goidat and the Nichale. So as we have in our words of the Gemara itself is presenting two versions of the third solution within Rav Chibarav. The third solution is Makif Nikif Ika Beinayu, that one man, the Amar, is Mechayiv, the Nikif, only if Amad Nikif, but not if Amad Makif. And the other man, the Amar, is Mechayiv, even Amad Makif, but Shalos who's who? Is Rav Yossi the one who's Machmir? In which case, the Tanakhama is only Machayev Amad Nikif, Rav Yossi says even Amad Makif. That's the first version. Second version is the other way around. Rav Yossi is Lekula, the Tanakhama is Machmir, even Amad Makif, Yossi limits it to Amad Nikif. But the emphasis looking at the Rishonim, and you see Rashi is clear that way, that it's not correct that there are two Rishonos in the Gemara of who holds Amad Makif as well, who holds Amad Nikif. It's one Lash in the Gemara, the Shaila is what is the correct Girsa. Everyone listen carefully. It's important to get to Rabbeinu Yonah, you see even more mefurish. And we'll read the Rashi in just a second. In other words, something has to be taken out of these lines that we just read. Either the Gemara is saying Makif Nikif Gabinayu. But then the Gemara said one of two things. There's a Girsa Sagaonin and there's a Girsa that Rashi has. Let's go with Rashi, for example. And you see in Rashi, it's Mukach. Let's read Rashi, you'll see what I mean. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi's Girsa is. It's Mefurish. Look at Rashi. The Iboy is Ema, 3 lines from the bottom. Makev v'nikav ika beinayu. Now, what do we have in our Gemara? First, we have Lashon number one, within that the Tanakam is Mechayev, even what? The Tanakam is Mechayev, Only Ahmad Nikif. Rav Yossi is Mechayev, even Ahmad Makif. Rashi couldn't accept such a girsa. Because what did Rashi have in the Mishnah of Rav Yossi? Ahmad Nikif. What, he's coming to say even Ahmad Makif? He said the words Ahmad Nikif. It's either Dafka or it's not Dafka, but he's not coming to discuss his argument about but Rashi's girsa is as we have in our second lesson is Rashi's girsa. Look at Rashi. Iba is ima makanigid benayu, the Tanakama iskid Rav Yossi hechad begadra nikif. Tanakama agrees Rav Yossi the nikif was doing the fourth one. Rav Yossi lesli the Tanakama begadra makif. Tanakama sovar loshna nikif loshna makif. Kigadra lervias mechaimin also. The Tanakama bemakif ayri. Because that's the deal of the Tanakama. The Daikinam and Milsei are Avias Mechaivinos. So the Koshkin Shkodra Nikim de Loidad. So according to Rashi, it's clear. The third solution of Makim Nikim and Ayu has one and only one permutation. According to Rashi, what is the third solution? Chiyab Arav, Makim Nikim and Ayu, that Rabbi Yossi is Lechuma or Lekula. According to Rashi. The other Girsa that Rabbeinu Yonah quotes from the Gaonim is the opposite. And the Gemara only said one Mahalach. There's no two Mahalachim totally in the Gemara. There are three solutions, not three Shehen Arba. There are three. Shailah, what is the third solution of Makim Nikif Beinayu? Does it mean, as Rashi has it, that Makim Nikif Beinayu, that Rabbi Yossi is Lekula, only Ahmad Nikif, and that Hanakama is Lechumra, even Ahmad Makif? That's Rashi's Girsa in the third solution of Chibarav. Girsa Sagaonim is the other way. What we have in the first version, which is that Rabbi Yossi is Machmir, like in the other versions previously, the other two, And he's machmir to say even amad nakif. To say such a pshat, you clearly had to be goris and Rav Yossi amad tegada. If you had the gears of Rashi amad nikif, then you're forced into Rashi's reading of the Gemara's third pshat, that it, all the Gemara saying was Rav Yossi is lakua, and he's saying only bedafka amad nikif. Confusing, or hopefully not confusing? Clear? Okay, because that's with going to, obviously the details are very much very relevant here. Just get cheshbin of the pshat and try to get klar or just the various mahalchim. Question Yaakov before you have 10 more seconds. Yes.
According to the verses that say that time is more masculine, are we still going to say for you?